Chapter 9. Deep Waters.
Chapter 9 brings Peter and Thomas to the point where every familiar source of security has failed them. The storm has already carried them beyond the safety of the bay, and the waterspout is now threatening mortal danger. They are no longer merely facing difficult circumstances, they are caught in a situation completely beyond their ability to control or escape. In the midst of the waterspout, both boys openly acknowledge their fear. Peter can no longer maintain the confident posture he tried to hold earlier. Thomas admits that he is frightened, Peter admits the same, and both express their love for one another. Here we see how life has a way of exposing the deepest recesses of the heart where fears, regrets, helplessness, but also tender affection can be brought into the open. When the waterspout weakens, the boys experience genuine relief and gratitude. Their boat remains afloat, the rudder is intact, and the bilge pump is working. Yet the chapter does not allow that relief to become resolution. Their sails are torn, many provisions have been lost, the dry bag has filled with salt water, Peter's phone is ruined, darkness is falling, and they do not know where they are. The danger has changed, but it has not disappeared. They survive the immediate crisis only to discover that they still have no visible means of getting home. This is where the chapter most clearly develops its central spiritual tension. Peter tells Thomas that God has a plan and will get them home. Thomas wants to believe him, but he answers honestly, "I want to believe that, Peter, I really do. I just don't see how we're getting out of this." His words reveal the difference between wanting something to be true and being persuaded that it is true. Peter responds by telling Thomas that they must have faith, but his own weakened voice reveals that he too is struggling to rest in what he says. Both boys can speak of God's plan and care, but their damaged boat, dark water, and absence of any visible solution expose the gap between their familiar words and what they believe in their hearts. Peter again sings that God will never forsake them, and that he will be with them in deep waters, but he sings with a shaky voice as they drift toward an unknown destination. The chapter does not condemn his singing or suggest that the hymn is untrue. Instead, it invites the reader to evaluate whether or not the truth that he repeats is actually governing his response. This chapter reveals that when control, explanation, and visible solutions disappear, the beliefs operating beneath the surface become easier to see. The question is not whether Peter and Thomas know what they should believe. Rather, the question is whether they are persuaded in their hearts that it is true, even when they cannot yet see how God will bring them safely through.
Surface Reflections. What part of the story captured your attention or interested you the most? What concept, question, or insight stood out most to you in this chapter? Which character's perspective or response did you find most relatable? What concept or insight seemed the most challenging for you? Plunging deeper. Number 1. Thomas says, "I want to believe that, Peter, I really do. I just don't see how we're getting out of this." Have you ever found yourself in that place? What is the difference between wanting God's promise to be true, agreeing with it intellectually, and being truly persuaded of it in the situation you are facing? Number 2. Peter encouraged Thomas, even while his own confidence was being shaken. Have you ever found yourself trying to strengthen someone else's faith while quietly struggling with the same fears yourself? What did that experience reveal about your own heart's belief? Number 3. Is there a present circumstance in which you know what Scripture says, yet you struggle to see how its promises could possibly be true in what you are facing? What conclusion about God, yourself, another person, or your circumstance seems more convincing than what you know the Scriptures say? Number 4. Peter and Thomas survived the waterspout, thanked God, and witnessed his provision. Yet when darkness fell, the phone failed, and they still could not see their way home, fear returned. When God has already helped you through one part of a difficult situation, how do you tend to interpret what still remains unresolved? What might your response reveal about your confidence in his continuing care?
When you become aware of the difference between what you hope is true and what presently seems true to you, how do you usually respond? Do you hide it, condemn yourself, try harder to believe, or honestly bring it before God. Island Insights. The danger of deep waters may be real. We don't need to pretend that fear is absent or manufacture confidence when no visible solution can be found. Peter and Thomas survived the waterspout, yet they remain lost in a damaged boat, unable to see how they would get home. Their experience reveals the difference between the truths they know, the outcome they hope for, and what they have actually become persuaded to believe. When our own circumstances carry us beyond what we can control or explain, God invites us to honestly bring Him that tension. He is present in the deep waters, and He wants to expose the limited and flawed beliefs that are just beneath the surface. We must remember that He uses all things, even our greatest storms, to accomplish His good purposes.